April showers do not just bring flowers. They also bring lots of things to do and get out and eat and al fresco and drink wine. Joining us live, Nikki Nellis of the list, AreYouOnIt.com. Boy, there's just so much to do. How do we decide?
This week. I mean, I feel like every week I say that, but as we get into hopefully the warmer weather, more and more events are going to be happening. So let's just kick it off. Today is the kickoff of the 5th annual Talbot County Restaurant Week. Talbot County, as you know, we're talking about Easton and Oxford and all those fabulous places out on the Eastern Shore. Such great restaurants out there. And if you have spring break this week or you feel like taking a quick little drive, I would head out there and check out what those 20 restaurants of Talbot County are doing. Such a great way to spend the day. Now, tomorrow, it's one of the biggest food and wine events of the year in D.C. It's Taste of the Nation. This is for all foodies out there. You know, it's put on by Share Our Strength, an amazing charity that helps feed children. It's at the National Building Museum. I can't think of a chef in the D.C. metro area that isn't participating or whose restaurant is not participating. You know, Vic Albisi will be there, Scott Truneau, Brian Veltaggio, great mixologists like Gina Cersavani.
So what is it? You just go there and eat?
Yes. Apparently, you've never been to Taste of the Nation.
I have not.
The way the event is set up, it's a dine-around. So everybody has little stations. I think it's over 40 restaurants.
It's a feeding frenzy.
And you get to walk around, taste everything that the chefs are putting out. There's always entertainment there. Lots of cocktails and wine. And honestly, they're really raising money for a terrific cause. Share Our Strength with helps defeat hunger in children in the United States. Now, for those of you who are looking for something a little finer to do, I've got it for you. Veuve Clicquot, their senior winemaker, Cyrelle Brun, is going to be in the house at Rossica. So not only will you have fantastic Indian food, in fact, some of the best Indian food in the country, it'll be complemented with Veuve Clicquot wines, and the senior winemaker will be there to discuss it with you. Now, I do, for more wine, because why shouldn't we have more wine? On Tuesday,
I can't think of any reason.
Right? On Tuesday at Black Salt, they are hosting a winemaker dinner with wines from Big Table, which, of course, is from the Willamette Valley in Washington State. Some of the most delicious red wines are coming from there. So Black Salt is hosting a dinner to go with it. Of course, that's Jeff Black. You know, the food is going to be amazing. And you've got these crazy Pinot Noirs. What a way to spend the evening. I've got a little more Pinot for you. Pinot in the City. This is going on Wednesday. More Willamette Valley wines. They are doing a road show series at the Longview Gallery. So there'll be Pinots and Chardonnays and Rieslings and Pinot Grises. All different kinds of wines from the region are going to be poured throughout the night. It's only $75 per person. And if you're looking to educate your palate a little more or learn more about Washington wines, this is definitely the way to do it. And the last event I have for you, this is for Friday. It is another charity. It's the 10th annual Wine and Words event. And this is put on by the Reading Connection. It's a wonderful organization that helps bring books to children in need who don't have access to books. And it's a terrific project. All these restaurants from Arlington are participating. There are great wines from Arrow Wine. And this, again, it's another food and wine event that is doing terrific work for a terrific charity.
We appreciate it. Thanks so much. Sounds great. Nikki Nellis of the list, AreYouOnIt.com.